With you two, come over here, to the second row here.
Bring your chairs.
Yeah, bring your chairs.
Corey sings first or second, do we?
First.
Deb sings second. Deb sings second. So Vanessa and, what did you switch?
Okay.
Thanks. Seconds again? Okay, why don't, why don't you just take a chair and step out for a second? Not easy, 2 seconds. Just take a chair and step out for just a second. Three, move back, a row. And, first again. And then you two down here. And then, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. And then, you three move back down a row. And then you two slide down with Marcy. Let's go with that for now. One of the issues is this, and it happens to be sopranos. Always like 3 or 4 sopranos missing, and so it's hard to kind of really pin down. Yeah. But let's say this is kind of our rough draft for concert order.
Gotcha.
Open to final edits. But let's start with this. First sopranos. Okay, second sopranos. And why don't you two go there, and then you three scoop down. You could probably just take your stuff and leave your chair. And Vanessa, DM, close to.
And should I leave space for Deb?
Yes. Well, not right now, but okay, yes. But yeah. So you three just scoot down. Take the first 3 chairs there. 1, 2, 3. And then you two. Put Katrina. All right, first, seconds, first altos, second altos.
We're good.
But we don't really have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baritones, bass, okay, and tenors. Okay, so we got Marcy's in Florida. She's coming back in a couple of weeks, so she'll be here. Deb Carney and Corey are really excited. I think off the top of my head, those are only 3 missing. So, and they all sing, Deb sings second, so she'll be there. And then Corey and Marcy should be back there, and then we're good. Okay? As a rough draft. Okay, up we go! Big stretch up. This way, feel the stretch right there. This way, feel the stretch right there. Shoulder rolls. Spring has sprung. We went to Illinois, and most of you know, we live on a lake. We live on Cedar Lake in Chester, and it was frozen, a foot thick of ice. We went to Illinois, Michelle's mom came back, lake is totally unfrozen, 60 degrees and sunny. It's like, except, went to Illinois, winter left. Teenager. We're big winter people, so we like winter, so it's a little bit weird, but now that it's here, if it snows again, I'm going to be really upset. Teenager. Ooh, oh, one, two, three.
Ooh, oh.
I want you to go, which I do it, and then don't do anything until I explain what I want you to do. Hey! And I want you to, just like that, but some ladies, you need to go, hey! Okay, up in your own range. I don't want you to go, hey! Okay? So basically, just, hey! Ready? And.
Hey!
Good. And I want you gentlemen to not go, hey! Get that high placement. One more time. And girls, as high as you can up in your head. Ready? And.
Hey!
So we're going to start up high and just go, hey! And you go through your range, okay? And.
Hey!
And as you go down, try not to feel this big, hey! Don't let that kind of shift, right? Try and feel it. Keep it nice and heady. Ready? And.
Hey!
Now we're going to go to high. Don't do it yet. Ready? And. Problems here in most choirs. The girls will want to not go high enough in your head voice, and the boys, you want to go, it's, hey, feel that higher place. And listen to yourself. If you're sounding kind of, then you're not doing it right. Okay, one more time. Low to high, and. Good. This time you're going to go higher at the top. Ready, and. Go like this. Cycle through it. Ready? And. So think of that when you're singing much more of that kind of hey instead of or for the soprano alto version of that, you know, the same thing. It's just kind of caught. Try and feel that way up there sound. Okay, C major, please. Don't think horizontal, think vertical, and pick the sound up high. Ready, two, three. Feel that sigh. And if you're a good singer, you may not feel those shifts. Even if you're a good singer, you may feel them, but you still sing with, through them. But the best singers just don't feel that shift. The people have to really work on the ones who really feel that kind of shift in your voice. That's called your break. Other people call it your register shifts. Whatever you want to call it, you've got two of them. And sopranos, you actually have a third one to get up in the really high range. So kind of let your voice just kind of go through those different rooms in the three-story apartment, you know, you have. Real quick sidebar to this, I was singing Harper Corral Monday night, and one of the guys who I think, he's sort of who I look at, is like, this guy is a great singer. His name's Dylan Armstrong. And I was watching, him and I are section leaders in Harper Corral, and so we're doing our thing, and I was kind of watching him, what he does, because he sings so well, and I never stopped to watch him. And he does two things. He kind of sings warm-ups like this, so I think he's really trying to get his lower breathing going. And then I'm stunned at how little he opens his mouth. Because a lot of times we think more, but if you over-open, you're going to start getting in the way back there. So play around with your mouth position. Play around with everything that sort of lets you get rid of anything going on here. This is just a bypass, okay? I sigh to sing. my sign to sing. Oy. If you open up too much, you're going to... My sign to sing. Ready, and...
My sign to sing.
Down. Don't let it kind of sag into your throat. Let's do that sequence one more time. Be careful when you go from I to psi that the S doesn't get in your way. I heard some of you, I psi to sing. Get the vowel, the vowel, the vowel. One more C major. Ready? And.
I
psi
to sing.
Three more.
I psi to sing.
Last one.
I sigh to sing.
Good. Let's just another journey on to continue our warm up. Have a seat, please. Thank you. So, tonight we do a lot of review, polish a couple pieces, introduce Wild Mountain Time, which is one of my favorite pieces in the program. I love this piece. And then next week we start on I Will Arise and Go, which is the last piece we haven't worked on. So, ladies, I'll write an email Friday, but make sure you take a look at that piece, because it's three-part Debussy for the whole piece. Soprano, soprano, alto, alto, soprano, soprano, alto. I'll give you a voice part. Basically, seconds and first, you're fine. High, middle, but we might divide you guys a little bit, so I'll let you know. Okay? Okay, so doing great. We have still 2 months, so we're in great shape. Think how much more juice we can squeeze out of these oranges in 2 months. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a pop song. Sing it like you're in the shower. 3, and. Some of you are singing it more like, we will jet. Some of you are singing, we will. So you're not matching your sounds. Listen to yourselves when you sing it this time and make sure you're matching the sound that's in the room. I don't know if that makes sense. But just sing like a section as opposed to 20 individuals. And that'll lock that in better. The couple of big things, not big, all the sounds fine. Make sure we take care of all these S's. Bottom of four, measure 14. Write our own stories. And if you're not sure where the S goes, just watch. I'll give it to you. Okay? Make sure basses and tenors in top of five last measure. Are you breathing after do or not? Joy in all you do? No? Okay, so make sure you don't breathe there. Make sure at 19, the lower three parts, accent that syncopation. Time, seed, joy, peace. That's the important stuff. Time, seed, joy, peace, life. Okay? One second, Bob. Turn the page quickly. Put a pair of glasses, bottom of five, especially sopranos and tenors, because some of you are late getting into the bridge. Light our world needs breath. We will... It comes along a little quicker than you think. Bottom of six, please don't cut off until that eighth rest. And tenor, and bass cut off with everybody else on soar. Cut off when the tenors move. Am I making sense? The tenors move there. So it's going to be a cut off on beat four.
So we cut off too?
Yes.
Okay.
Same thing, bottom of seven. Just cut off on beat four. And then the other big thing, and I'll take your question, Bob, is the places where you're not supposed to breathe, top of four sopranos, no breath between. As time moves on, keeps rolling along, we will write our own stories. No breath there. Bottom of five. Time to see the joy, the peace, be the light of our world needs. So no breath there. God, Pepper Corral said there.
This is part we were working on, and this stupid bassist couldn't get it right 20 times in. It was, like, so annoying, because I'm the section leader. I'm literally conducting them, and they're still doing it wrong. It's so frustrating.
Because that whole concept of a lot of singers, they just do not understand. Like, the reason I bring it up, if you're doing a bottom of five, that piece, if you don't connect the S of piece to the B of B, that S is going to go early.
Time to see the joy, the peace, be the light.
If you try to, if you don't connect it, it's going to be early, okay? I know we're down, Ed, but more tenor. Yes, Bob.
I had marked that you want the bassist to sing the tenor at the top of four.
Yes, bassist sing tenor, top of four. I don't have my pencil because Al stole it. Al, if you have a black Dixon Ticonderoga back there, I'm coming after you. Yeah, John.
That same measure 20?
Yeah.
Lower parts, are we connecting all
three? Yes. Thank you. Everyone connects peace to life. Thanks, John. Okay, let's go on for now. Bottom of nine. So, sopranos, really find that blend sound, you know? Basically, a blend in the section means you've got a smoothie you're making. You throw all these ingredients in there. You put the blender on, it comes out one smoothie. Right now we've got the banana and the carrots and the kale and whatever. You know, we got to kind of listen to each other more, okay? Play two measures. Yeah, right where you sing, ladies. One and two and three and.
Journey on, my friend.
Listen to each other and.
We will surely meet again.
Two, three, and four.
As time moves on.
Very nice, and the soprano made the mistake, just make a note of that. We will journey on. I think you're a different part of the song. Hey, that goes unison there, so make sure you tune. We will journey on. Going from that A to the G was a little too big of an interval. Okay? Can you do the ending, please? And put a nice little psychological crescendo. We will. Right, a little crescendo. Not written, just... motion. One, two, three, and. Good. Can we lay that four? We will. Right on that end of four. One and two and ready and.
We
alone, last two measures. Ready, two, three, and.
Journey on.
Right, so it's not what you think it is. It's not journey on, it's journey. It's a Mi ti do journey on. Everyone from bottom of 11. I wouldn't mind a little pop smear here. We will. Don't feel like you have to sing this clean. We will journey on. Don't overdo it, but it's a little bit more of the pop thing there.
Is that connection between will and journey?
No, there's no.
Oh, we break?
We will. No breath. My fault.
Okay.
No breath. Bottom of the page. And the last thing is the word will is really hard to sing, and it's kind of screwing some of you up. We will. That L, treat it so late in the game, okay? Here we go, bottom of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We will journey on.
For the whole song, up we go, please. You know, this whole kind of sliding around thing, it's a tricky thing. You have to be very tasteful. But whenever you feel like you kind of want to go, do that. We will journey on, but not we will journey on. Right? Just a little more poppy. 1, 2, 3, 4. That was better, sopranos. Listen to the room. 2
Journey on, my friend.
Nice, listen to each other.
We will surely meet again.
I'll carry this next phrase.
As the time moves on, keeps rolling.
No breath. Take a breath, top of four after long. That's what happens on 10, so let's do it the same way. Between long and we will. Top of four, take a breath after long before we will. Because that's what happens on 10. It's the same thing. That's what we're always here. And the last thing is, if you could, well, two things. Don't ever sing the word joy without realizing you're singing the word joy. Top of five, you sang the word joy like it would, like the word mustard. I mean, bring joy in all you do. Bring joy. Think about that phrase. Bring joy in all you do. Bring mustard in all you do. I like mustard. There's one other thing, but I forget what it is now. So let's go to Wild Mountain Pine. Have a sip. That's better. When you listen to each other's sopranos, it's better. You match your sounds better. looks like this. Pretty, pretty green one for Irish. Yeah, so several things before I read through this. When you have words like summer and coming and blooming, there should be warning signs going off that you're going to go, oh, the summertime and coming, blooming, as opposed to, oh, the summertime is coming, coming. You're just going to really chip those words off, so be careful of that. Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blue, blooming, blooming heather, no heather. Will you go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together. Now watch this. To pluck, what? Not to pluck. It's not to pluck. It's to pluck wild mountain. Feel that downbeat and then get off of it. If you notice, that's what the note says at the bottom. It's not to pluck. What? It's to pluck wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? That's the tune. I just showed you what the rest were too. So here we go, ladies. I think it's higher than that. Oh, that's the rust has Harper Corral voice. Oh, the summer. Ladies, let's give it a whirl. And by the way, feel this. What? Don't let me just watch. One and up. Da 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 da. Pa 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 da pa da pa da. But feel that down me. That's usually where the cutoffs are, okay? And I guess I'm putting an eighth rest at top of three on that first eighth note. And the wild mount. I'm rhyming it with pluck, okay?
What do you mean you're putting a
rest? Well, basically, I'm doing measure 13, measure 22.
Oh, put a rest?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Let's go through it. A one and a two and a one and a.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather.
Two, one, and a two.
Will you go, lassie, go?
And a two.
And we'll all go together.
Two o'clock. Make sure, nice job, ladies. Bottom of two, measure 12, blooming. Don't make it a 16th note. And the trees are sweetly blooming, not blooming. Correct that right now or you'll never fix it.
Do it again.
It's twice as long. What you want to do is, oh, the summer. And this is sweetly blooming, not summer. So a little bit longer. Okay, could we do the altos, measure 22? Sorry, pick up the measure 22, 2 o'clock. One and a two. No longer, it's twice as long. 2 o'clock. Think of it twice as long. Another Harper Corral nightmare in my brain. 2 o'clock, one. Ready, one and a.
2 o'clock, one.
Yeah, so girls. 2 o'clock, one. Pluck, pluck, 2 o'clock. Wild, to pluck, wild. Okay, one and up.
To pluck, wild, mountain time, all around the blooming heather.
Yeah, great alto part. Did you play wrong note, or was it? One more time, altos. What composers do without the parts is, here's the melody, here's the bass part, harmony, tenor, nice part here, they have limited range, we put it here. Altos, we got to finish the chords.
Whatever's left.
Whatever's left. And it's either very complicated, it's the same note over and over again. Here we go. Two pluck, one and up.
Two pluck, one and up.
So sopranos, the only thing with you is just make sure you find that nice space up on the high note. And the trees are sweet. Just try to let, don't let the words kind of close you down, right? Just find that nice high, sound. Okay, one more time, ready? Would a lady sing the piano part? One and up.
Oh, the summertime is coming.
Sorry, but let's, don't put the R out. Oh, the summer. Oh, the summer, summer. I mean, it is a folk song, but even unless you're singing country western, you know, summer, going to the bar, going for a cowboy hat, drink some beer. But this is Irish. They're much more sophisticated. Well, maybe not. One and up.
Oh, the summer.
Not that much, not that much. Oh, the summer. Say summer.
Summer.
Say summer.
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 Oh, the summer. Oh, the summer. If you don't, just say it the way you want and don't put an R on. One and up.
Oh, the summer.
No, not blooming. Sing this. Go blooming. Ready? Go.
Blooming.
Now do this. Blooming. Go.
Blooming.
That's that one. So circle it. Skull and crossbones. Danger Will Robinson. I'm telling you, you do that wrong 5 times tonight, I'll never correct it. Because your brain will just not see it. Put long or something. One more time. One and. I know who you are, too. I'm going to come over. And... One and up.
For the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming.
Thank you!
And the royal mountain time grows
no breath.
Around the blooming hill.
One and two.
Will
crescendo,
you go
crescendo, go now!
And we'll all
and a breath.
Will you go, lassie, go?
Yeah, so I'm going to work with the guys and sopranos and alto. What I want you to do is make sure, look at summer, look at coming, and then look at blooming, look at gather, look at all those, and distinguish when it's a 2/16th notes tied together, that's the short one, and when it's an 8th note followed by a quarter note. So take a minute, don't. Yeah, one second. Don't space out while I'm working with the guys. Just try and sort that out because you, I forget which one it was. Heather, I think, was wrong top before. Heather. See, it's an eighth note. It's not Heather. Heather. Just do this. Heather. Heather. Do this with me. Ready? Heather. Go.
Heather.
I'll do this. Heather. Go.
Heather.
So you got to be able to sort those out. What is it? 2/16, 1/8. Gentlemen, please. Is that your question?
That's my question.
Gentlemen, please. I will. So tennis is the tune, right? To sing out.
Okay.
One and up.
I will raise you.
Let's do the basses alone. Middle four, one and up. So that's, and the deep glen, oh, deep glen, oh. So the first first beat is deep blend, second beat is O. I will range a one and up.
I will range blues a while, and the deep and oh so dreary, and return with all this force to the power of my dearie. Will you go as he goes?
Stop. Now remember, we're dividing here, going on. Baritones will sing. And we'll all go together, and we'll all go together. Right there, one and up.
And we'll all go together,
and
to pluck wild mountain top.
So make sure to pluck wild mouth, one wild mouth. Just make, don't do the eight notes with the tenors, you'll be fine. Let's do the three-part Debussy again. Pick up the number 41. One and up.
And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain time all around the blooming
heather. Yeah, so make sure you sort out those eighth notes, sixteenth notes, same as last. Not bad. Hey, when a song like this happens, it's really easy to get into this gussy. Go, all go together. Try to think more linear. The song itself will carry that rhythm, but if you emphasize it by the way you're singing it, it's going to be too much. Will you go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together. It'll give. It's got it written into it, so try not to emphasize it, otherwise it's going to sound. Think more linear. Okay, guys together, middle four. And play the piano from 31 on. One and up.
I will range through the wild, and the deep so dreary.
Hey, Saba, it's very important we work parts that then every other part listens. Because you notice the thing I said about the eighth note, sixteenth note for them? It applies to you too, so you got to sort it out as well. It doesn't just apply to them. Rhythm measure 30. Three tenors. I just did it with the guys. And the D blend O, D blend O, right? That's the rhythm. Okay, one more time. And tenors, I know there's only 60 of you, when we're in full force of seven, but you got to sing it like this, 45 of you.
I will range through the wild.
Chris, sing the tenor part there, okay? Sing the tenor part there, okay? And the rest of the bass, seven of the bass. Ready? One and up.
I will range.
No. What are you? Trying to find a tenor part.
I will range through the wild. I will range through the wild.
It's just, I will range through. Tenor, say one, so one, and up.
I will range through the wild.
There you go, together, basses and tenors. One, and up. Oh!
I will range through the wild.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, you gotta be like the most manly, masculine guy on the planet when you sing that line. That's that kind of tune that is. It can't be, I will range through, I will range. It's got to be like, every woman in the world wants you. Okay, here we go. One and up.
I will range through the wild.
Yeah, half of them want you now. Let's do everyone. Ready? One and up, go.
I will range through the wild, and the deep and oh so dreary.
Yeah, and you can do that however you want. You can just pick it up from the tenor or however you want to do it. I trust you to do that. Okay? Okay? Good. Can we do from the beginning that far, please? Up we go if you don't mind. Very beginning. And girls, you are the prettiest girl on planet Earth. Oh, the summertime. This is like... This is the perfect couple. girl and boy. She's so pretty, and he's so manly. They're going to make a wonderful couple, okay? Because he talks about, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming. Spring, love, get it? And wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. And the boys, I will range through the wild and deep glen, because he's manly. Oh, and the deep glen, oh, so dreary, and return with all their spoils to the bower, to the place of my beautiful woman. Okay? Will you go, lassie, go? So it's this kind of very young love, virile kind of song. Begin, very beginning, one, and go. One and his pretty girls, one and nice job, everybody. And a two,
will you go, lassie, go,
and
we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather.
One and a two,
will you go, lassie, go.
One, two, one and a half, master. One and a two, I will Sopranos, please, some of you are still singing top of 13. You're adding that eighth note first. Top three, first measure. And the wild mouse, just cross off that eighth note, okay?
Thank you.
So going on, this is my favorite part of one of my favorite songs, the way this adds in. Can we just do the Sopranos alone, just going on, we're just going to go page 6 and 7. We're going to stop last 2 notes, page 7. We're just going to do this bridge section. Okay, Sopranos, one and up.
Will you go, lassie, go?
One, two, one, breath. Top six, so one and
will you go, lassie, go?
One and
will you go, lassie, go?
Will you go? Two. That's it. And that high note, just go back to like the start of rehearsal. Just scream it out nice high. First off, you can't hesitate. Beer goes here. Second of all, you got to sing an O. And you just got to... let it go. Okay? Hey, everybody in the room, this duple idea. Look at the soprano. I mean, alphas and tenors measure 49, bottom of 6. It's la, si, go. That's all that is. It happens basses later on. Okay? All right. So let's add the... Let's do the tenors alone, please. Top six, second measure. One and up. Make sure you breathe before the O's. Top of 7. Good job, tenors. Will you go? Oh. some extra breaths here to help you. And just make sure you, will you go, lassie, go? Is that a C? Yeah, make sure you circle that. It's not melody. You're going to want to go, will you go? It's, will you go, go? We play once for 40 and 50. That part there, okay? One more time. Everybody set the basses. Up to you, tenors. One and a soprano start. One and a tenor. Go. Out. Everyone, please, tenors nice and strong up here. One and up.
Guys.
One more time. This is all the soprano start. One and up.
Will you go?
Guys. One and up. Alto. We do it 50 more times, you're gonna have it. Can we just do it the next time? Go! It's the climax of the section. You guys are like, I'm not sure I should come in. God, it's there. Just sing the dang note. One more time. Basses, whenever you have the duples, everybody, when you have the duples, bring them up, because that's the important note. Will you go, lassie, go? Lassie, go? Will you go? That's the cool stuff, those moving parts near the duples. One, and it should crescendo. It starts loud, and it gets louder. One more time. One and up.
Will you go?
The girls start. Again. They started last time. They're gonna. This section starts with the girls. Top of six, one and up.
Will you go, lassie, go?
One and a two and. I think we'll get it in 30 more times. What happens now? It goes like this. There's like this loop pause before we get there. It's kind of right there, okay? Good. Hey, whenever you say the word will, Whenever you say the word will, we make sure, will you go, will you go, will you go, but you emphasize the will. One more time. And for me, it's not going anyplace yet. You're kind of singing it like this. It's not, when this sounds right, listen to the recording. It just feels like it's like this beautiful flower just blossoming. Because then when we get to the bottom of seven, the part we're not going to do tonight, I will build the third verse, then it's like, yes. Six and seven is about getting the next verse. So it's got to feel like, yeah, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Third verse, da-da-ba-da-ba, right? So six and seven got to really move. One rate, emphasizing the wills will help that. Emphasizing the duplets, la, si, go. Another thing is, when you have these O's, like crescendo through it, don't just sit on the O's, like crescendo to the next measure, okay? Oh, one more time, and the guys still start. One and up. Oh my God, oh my God, did you hear it?
Yes.
Oh! Yeah, time out. Is it still really my fault? I mean, yes, I made an error, but you're telling me there's not... Okay, everyone give me $10. Don't give me $10. Here we go, one more time. Ladies, start. One man up. Trust me. So I feel it faster than you. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great start. That's more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One and up. Think faster.
I am gold and crystal fountain.
22, 23, 24, 25. It's the same that bases do it. But the world goes round. Nice job, everybody. That's my money today. Well, that was an old line that I had in the podium. Excuse me, hand clapping. I will. And I still do.
And you would get like
bumps. And when I left it at 14 years old, well, first of all, my knee was. When I saw life for 14 years, there was a big dent in the
corner.
It was like not that anymore, but. But the world goes around. You've got clunk. If they're dragging, you're going to drag. So I don't know if it's you've got like one, 4 points, just pushing them out. There's not a lot of motion. That's why change it up, girls. You're the prettiest lass in the fair. Did you understand?
No.
Is this because of the line last week about the person is my soccer coach is my favorite soccer?
No.
So this is the boa. This is the boa jester. Sometimes can't be this young lass who's just in love for the first time. The last time. Okay? This girl's doing wrong. Let's go through it and then we'll work on that part. We didn't work on that much last time. Sometimes you're happy. Hear that? Mark Harm either. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. Right, make sure you're not singing melody there. Most of you are getting it right, but there's a battle for good and evil going on. One more time for our beginning. Just write in third higher. 5, 6, piano part. Turn back, old man. Turn back, old man. On the chromatic, so can we take measure 5, please? And I think world is really fishy. First note, page 7, it happens again later. I believe you gotta. Oh, I get what it is. Put an arrow on the word world. You gotta think up, arrow going up, because it's a whole set. So you're gonna undershoot that. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world goes. So world needs to be much higher, because it's a whole first thing, saying whole step. In like 4 2 measures. Okay, ready bases? 1, 2, space the 2, 3, and.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world goes round.
That John's bad. Make sure no cheap breaths between sad and butt. Cheat someplace else. Don't breathe between sad and butt. So basses, this happens again, middle five plus one note, and sometimes a friend. Top last note times five. Same thing. One, two, three, four.
Sometimes a friend's a friend and you have got the world go
round. Good. So all of those, make sure you're really getting an A higher, okay? Very nice. Sopranos, when excellent job. Top of six, when you sing, is it just sopranos, sometimes your heart breaks?
No, everybody.
When you sing their women, just put, you know, più forte, more strength. Because what's happening is we've got all the guys dropping out, so it's, even though you're singing well, it just sounds a little bit less than what came before and needs to sound more. Does that make sense? So just bring it out a little bit. And then 27, 28, you gotta have, I'm starting to crescendo on 27. With a deafening sound.
Are we doing forte piano, or are we just doing
forte piano?
Okay.
Forte piano. And then, gentlemen, your heart breaks with a deafening. Your heart breaks with a deafening. Make sure you start louder, louder. Yeah. I thought there was one other thing. It's interesting. This is a sign that I think the ladies are doing really well. Gentlemen, when you come in, page 7, it's the first time this year that I feel like saying, you got to be equal or more than the ladies, and you're less. You're less than them right there. They go, somebody loses and somebody wins. And one day the kissing is kissing. Right? So whatever they do, you got to top it. You typically do, but tonight you're not.
Okay?
Careful. Yeah. I thought there was one other thing. I could use more crescendo on top of five. A summer, a winter, a fall, and a spring. Okay. Let's go on to the next verse, please. Top of 8. This is a little bridge. Could we do the ladies first? So 1, 2, 3, 4.
It goes around, round and round.
Good. And round and round. Almost a little more marcato. Instead of round and round, round and round. A little more this way as opposed to that way. Okay? Gentlemen, please. It goes around. One, two.
It goes around and round.
Good. It goes around and round. Just more aggressive, right? One more time. It goes around and round. Guys, two.
It goes around and round.
Good. Ladies, stars, and you guys come in 37. Two, three, four.
It goes around and round. This is middle of 8. Emma's starting at 39, please. Gentlemen alone, tenors and basses, 3, 4. Tenors and basses.
Yes, the world goes round.
Okay. Sopranos, you know when you sing scared? That's what you sound like.
Yes, the world goes round.
One more time with confidence. One, two, three, four. Go!
Yes, the world goes round. Yes, the world goes round.
Nice! You almost hear them waking up, couldn't you? It was getting better by every note. Nice job. Everyone, middle of 8:39. Emma, V, 3, 4. Go!
Yes, the world.
Confidence. My problem is just watch the tone, color. So sopranos, you're saying it's fine in the notes, but you're saying, yes, the world goes round. So I need to somehow get, yes, the world, yes, the world. What should I do with my face? Yes, the world goes, yes, the world goes, yeah. So I don't know how you find it, but find just like a more of a mature sound. Okay, top of 8, one more time, and we're gonna go on this time. You know, 5 of 9 is just the same stuff. Okay, 5, 6, sopranos and alto, top of 8, 3, 4.
It goes around, round and round.
Very nice. We've got one more little thing to do on this. Bottom of 11, please put an arrow going up on the A flat. It's super low. Just put a pair of glasses there. Listen to something with the A flat on the word world, and it should be 9 out of 2. Okay, good job on the crescendos and all that. That was great. I'm going on, just a quick refresher. Tenors are singing the lower of the 3 notes. And sometimes when tenors go to the alto part, it's very common practice. Some altos sing tenors, some tenors sing alto. It's very common to switch around. But if you're a little bit more not used to that, there's kind of a what are we doing? You know, if you just think of it as just high range and start there. Can you play the tenor B natural? Up the octave. It's not high, but it's going to feel high. This is a lot of, I don't have time to get into this, it's a lot of like psychological stuff that's going to throw at your mind here. If you just think high, ba-da-da, 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 just think the line. Don't worry about where it is on the page. Ready, tenors? 1, 2, 3, and.
Somebody loses and somebody wins.
Good. More looks for the female tenors, please. This is where you earn your money. It's not high. It's still super low. And again, there's psychological weirdness for females who sing tenor with this. It's not high. It's just this stuff that's going to go on when you see it on a different staff. It's not high. Trust me. Okay? Tenors, please, again. Somebody loses and somebody... 1, 2, 3, and.
Somebody loses and somebody wins.
And the altos. Add the altos, which means in addition to the tenors. 2, 3, 4.
Somebody loses and somebody wins.
Good. Add the sopranos, which means in addition to everybody else who's been singing up to this point. 1, 2, ready, and.
Somebody loses and somebody wins.
Stop. Okay, now going on, tenors and basses. Somebody loses. Can you do the tenor part? Somebody loses and then going on so they see the. Yeah. This is the whole thing, tenors. and guys going on. Tennis, sprint, measure 65. Measure 65. One, a two, a three, a four.
Somebody loses and somebody wins.
Three, four.
And one day it's kicks and it's kicks in the shin.
Base is closed. Base alone. One, two, three.
And one day it's kicks and it's kicks in the shin.
Tenors and basses pick up the 67. And one day, two, three.
And one day it's kicks and it's kicks in the shin.
Everybody from 65. Two, three, four.
Somebody loses and somebody wins.
And one day it's kicks and it's kicks in the
shin. Go! Stop bass and tenors alone, but the planet spins. So one, two, three.
But the planet spins and the world goes round and round and round and round and round.
Good, do it again, that much again. We're going to do tenors alone, tenors alone, count to 13, that's two notes. Two, three.
But the planet
spins. Pit it back down. But the planet. One, two, three.
But the planet spins and the world goes round and round.
Hey, stop. You notice they got two notes, I think? You just got to put them in the right order.
But the planet spins and the world goes round and around and round and around and round.
Blue note there. Okay, bass alone, please. Last note, top 13. A one, a two, a three.
But the planet spins and the world goes round and around and round and round.
Come on.
And round. The world goes round and round and round.
One, two, three.
And round.
Good. Tenors and basses again from top 13, last two notes. One, two, three.
But the planet spins and the world goes round and around and round and around and round. The world goes round and round and round.
A five, six, a seven,
and round.
If you can't get that last part, I got nothing. I can't help you. Okay, can we take it from top 13, ladies, please? A one, a two, three.
But the planet spins and the world goes round.
Rest.
And around and round and around and round. The world goes round and round and round.
Great, great. Now, the only thing that happened there, you survived it. Now, play with those notes and listen to each other, because the top notes were singing different vowels than the middle notes, and that's why it sounded off. You weren't matching your tones. You're on the right pitch with different vowels, so it makes it sound off, okay? So just make sure it's round, round and raw. Ah, vowel, nice, ah, vowel. Nice. Can everyone take it from 13 top? Last two notes. A one, a two, three.
But the planet spins and the world goes round and around and round and around and round. The world goes round and round and round.
One, two, three.
And round.
Stop. One, go, two, three, four. Look up, one. Look up. My fault. Ready? Again? Go.
And round.
Good. Hey, can we take it one little thing? Where is that rhythm you're doing wrong, Socrates? But the planet spins and the world goes round and around and round and around and... Some of you are adding an eighth note. Do you know where it is? Do you know where it is? Top 13 one more time. I'll just stop this time. Actually, let's take the opportunity to get into it. 60. Let's take it from all the way back, middle 12, 63. Brandon would sound. Two, three, four.
Somebody loses.
two. Some of Mr. Proms want to go, and around and round and around and round, and it's round and round and around and round. Okay, so just be aware of that. Now let's do the whole song. Basically, I'm not convinced top of 13 yet.
Neither are we.
It's in the piano. It's in the left hand of the piano. It's in the right hand of the piano. So the altos are singing it the note before you come in.
Yeah.
Altos are singing the note before you come in. Or a fourth lower. Some kind of C, please. Somebody loses and somebody wins. G. And somebody loses and somebody wins. And somebody loses and somebody wins. And some. I know that's four ways you can pick it up. Up we go. Let's do the whole darn thing, please. I'm going to go work with the Madison Middle School Choir in April, and they're going to sound a lot like you just did in that song. And around and around. Right? Of course not your kids.
Never.
5, 6, 7, 8. Ba 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 ba.
Sometimes a friend's
awesome. Can we skip Battle Jericho? What we are doing next week. Life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. Excellent job, everybody. Good job. Primary sound awesome tonight.
Some little girls.
Are you going to walk into prayer? It's been a while since we did this, but I think you will figure it out by the end. Just remember the last verse, page 11, Sopranos, you do that typical kick it up a third, right? Everyone sings the melody. Have you figured it out yet? In a lot of music, Sopranos, you sing the melody for like three verses, and then the fourth verse, someone offers the melody, and you sing it further higher. That's like very common for music like this. So page 11, just realize it's the output of the melody, the tenor of the melody. You're singing kind of a harmony descant part. This is measured. 53, 54, last time. You'll figure it out, but this is more refresh your memory. Okay? Why don't we set up once, probably either twice, once to refresh your memory, then do it again. Oh, nice. Oh, you remember? One idle July, not one idle July afternoon, when I was but a pitcher. Idle July. Hey, one last thing about this. In general, think about this for a minute. You know, there's the poem that a composer sets the music. And what's the composer trying to do? He's trying to make the music be his interpretation of the poem. Easy enough to understand, right? Sometimes the person starts with the tune, they go find a poem, but in general, here's the words, now we're going to fit the music to it. So now, why I'm telling you that is because then when you sing these, what you're trying to do is vocally express the thought of the poem. So the thought of the poem is, one idle July afternoon, when I was one and ten and there for three, lost in cloudless days. It's not when one idle July after. No one would say it that way, right? So your goal in the song, in any song, is to try and sing it the way you'd say it. And if you think about, to bore you with one more thing about this, think about musical theater, right, or opera, where musical theater comes from, operetta. I mean, you're taking the spoken word, which can be beautiful, and then you're kicking it up a notch by adding music to it. That's what makes choral music so amazing and vocal music so amazing. So it's the emotion of the poem amplified by adding music to it. So our goal is to try and really, when idle July afternoon, when I was one and ten and bare for pre, lost in cloudless days, with waking curiosity, I climbed up in the apple tree, not with waking curiosity, I climbed up in the apple tree, right? With waking curiosity, I climbed up in the apple tree. What did I see? So just keep that in mind as you're singing. It's about almost letting go of the notes, okay? Oh, very nice. And you know, when you do it that way, you move your audience. Like I have goosebumps up and down my arm. And that ultimately is our goal, that we take this audience of 200 people in a couple of months and we try to make them feel the poem. And especially a poem like this, most people in the audience are at that later age of this poem, right? But they reminisce and they think back. So that's kind of the awesome responsibility we have. And one last thing about this is, it gave me goosebumps. Number two is, if you notice, we just played the beginning, just watch me for a minute. And I'm conducting four, but I want you to feel the song like this. Get it? I'm trying to feel like what the poem is. So if you were looking at me, you notice I'm not conducting like this when we get to the tune. I'm just yada dee 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 dee. What's that?
This is the poem in the back sheet of the page.
There you go. Okay, one more time, and I'll not, try not to get off on your hands.
Three, four.
Try and say the sentence, the thought. In this course, the tenors and basses pick up what I'm looking for faster than the women, as a general rule. You picked it up way better than they did. You're singing it too clunky. With waking curiosity, I climbed upon the apple tree. You just got to sing it like that, as opposed to every note's the same. Okay? Last time. Why don't we stand and do the whole song? Okay. That was great, ladies.
One night of July afternoon, when I was 1 and 10 and barefoot free, lost in cloudless days, every innocent.
3 and 4 with waking.
I looked out and realized that my path
Thanks, Emma. Let's thank Emma, please. Thanks, Emma. You'd be nothing without Emma B. Fundraising letters on the table. Fundraising letters on the table.
How are you?
Good.
Hello?